Okay, my friends. Before we get into today's story, I wanted to let you know about Spotify for Podcasters. It's the tool that I'm using to make my stories so that you guys can have new stories every day. If you are interested in sharing your stories, you've got to check it out. It's a really easy app. You can create your stories, you can edit them from your phone or your computer. So, no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating without having to go into a studio or do anything extra. They'll actually do all of your distribution for you too. So that part's really nice. And the best part, it's totally free. You don't have to pay for it. So you can get your stories out. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've been at it for almost, gosh, going on 3.5 years now. And because I can have questions and answers from my friends who are listening, I get to know what your thoughts are too. It's a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy me. www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Okay, my friends. Today we are reading a story called The
Bursting Bears.
Give Thanks. The Berenstain Bears Give Thanks. It was written by Jan and Mike Berenstain, and it's read today by Mommy and
Wayne.
Wayne!
And the guy who saved Christmas.
The guy who saved Christmas. Because he's a very special elf. Yeah. And I'm
Elf of the Year.
Elf of the Year, and I'm grateful that you are here. Are you ready for a Thanksgiving story, my friend?
Yes.
Yes? Let's do it. Thanksgiving away. Here we go. It was autumn in Bear Country, and the sights and the sounds of the season were all around. The leaves on the trees were turning orange and red and gold, and there was a nip in the air, and the sky was brilliant blue, and flocks of geese flew overhead, honking their way south.
Wait, isn't that a bee?
Yes, for the winter. Did you know that when birds flock of geese go in one direction, they make themselves into a shape, and that shape is usually the shape of a V.
Or an arrow.
Or an arrow. It's a very true thing. Out in his cornfield, Farmer Ben was up on his big red tractor harvesting the crop. Papa, Brother, and Sister Bear waved to him as they drove up the long drive to the farm. Papa was delivering some new furniture for Mrs. Ben. It was a fine new kitchen table and chairs. And they were very pretty. They're blue. I like that. Ben climbed down from his tractor and went to meet them at the farmhouse. Papa and the cubs unloaded the table and chairs and carried them inside. Mrs. Ben was pleased. "My, don't they look nice," she said. "It brightens the place up a bit. They do make my curtains look a mite shabby, though. I guess it's time I made some new ones."
"Thank you, Papa Bear," said Ben, shaking hands. "A job well done. Now about our little deal."
The cubs wondered what deal Ben was talking about.
"I told you that you could pick up my produce in payment for the furniture," said Ben.
"That's right, Ben," said Papa as he nodded. "I was thinking of a few cases of your extra special grade A apple blossom honey."
Papa licked his lips just thinking about all that delicious honey.
"That's fine," agreed Ben. "You're welcome to it, but I have something else behind the barn that might interest you."
"Meet Squanto," said Ben. "My tom turkey, isn't he a beaut?"
Squanto was indeed a magnificent bird. He was enormous, with a huge fanned tail and glowing colors of black, red, and gold.
"Wow," said Papa, impressed. "That's some turkey."
"He's beautiful," said Sister. "But why is he called Squanto?"
Oh, that's the name of the native bear who helped the pilgrims plant their corn when they first arrived in their new home,
explained Ben.
Squanto celebrated the first Thanksgiving with them after their harvest. Couldn't think of a better name for a turkey.
Huh. Did you know that?
Let's read.
He sure is a fine bird,
said Papa.
What's it got to do with my furniture? He's yours if you want him,
said Ben.
And he'll make you the best Thanksgiving dinner in all the bear country.
Papa's eyes brightened.
Roast turkey. Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving dinner?
Said Sister, getting upset.
But that means...
No, don't you fret, Sister Bear, soothed Ben. Squanto can stay here till Thanksgiving, and I'll fatten him up and deliver him all ready for your mama to cook on Thanksgiving morning. What do you say, Papa? Is it a deal? It's a deal, Ben,
said Papa, and they shook hands on it. Papa was already imagining what mouth-watering Thanksgiving dinner with roasted turkey with stuffing and two kinds of potatoes and gravy and green beans and squash and the dessert pumpkin pie with whipped cream and maybe some ice cream on top. Yum! But Sister Bear wasn't so sure she liked the sound of all of this. She'd never met her Thanksgiving dinner before, and it made things a little more personal. And Squanto was such a beautiful bird, and she liked him a lot.
You know, Papa,
she said as they drove home,
I don't think having Squanto for Thanksgiving dinner is such a good idea. I think he would make a nice pet.
A pet?
Said Papa in surprise.
Whoever heard of a turkey for a pet?
Why not?
Asked Sister.
Lots of cubs have unusual pets. Barry Bruin has a raccoon. Lizzie Bruin has a goat. And Too Tall Grizzly has a snake. Why couldn't I have a turkey?
Papa thought of the roast turkey Thanksgiving dinner with all the trimmings.
Turkeys just don't make good pets,
he said.
And that's all there is to it.
But Sister still didn't like the idea of Squanto being a Thanksgiving dinner. The weeks went past and the leaves fell from the trees. The wind grew positively chilly, and one day a few flakes of snow fell. Thanksgiving was drawing near. Every day, Sister visited Squanto at the farm, and he was growing fatter and finer, and his feathers were bright and glossy, and he spread his tail, and he looked like a big red, green, and gold peacock. But the closer it got to Thanksgiving, the sadder Sister got. She liked Squanto more and more each day. And Mama noticed that Sister was down in the dumps.
You know, Sister,
said Mama, putting her arm around her shoulder.
Papa's right. Turkeys don't make very good pets. They're not like cats or dogs. You can't play with them or run and jump with them. They're really just farm animals.
I know, Sister sighed, but I still like Squanto. He's so pretty.
Mama grew thoughtful. She saw that Sister was really serious about this.
Well, now, dear, don't worry about it, she said. Papa and I will talk it over, and I'm sure we can work something out.
Sister brightened up.
Really?
She said.
You mean we won't have to have Squanto for Thanksgiving dinner?
Well, we'll see what we shall see,
Mama said, smiling.
And in the meantime, I have a surprise for you. I've been thinking that we should make this Thanksgiving into something extra special. Grizzly Gramps and Gran and Uncle Wilbur and Aunt Min and Cousin Fred will be coming over for dinner. I thought we could put on a show for them.
A show?
Said Sister, looking excited. She loved putting on a show.
What kind of show?
I thought the story of the first Thanksgiving would be appropriate,
said Mama.
It could tell about how the pilgrims and the native bears celebrated the first Thanksgiving together hundreds of years ago.
Neat, said Sister. Will we have costumes?
Well, of course, said Mama. We can make them ourselves. I have lots of old fabric we can use, but we'll need feathers for the native bears' headdresses.
Squanto drops lots of tail feathers, said Sister. They're perfect. I've been saving them.
She ran upstairs to get a collection of turkey tail feathers, which, by the way, is true. Most birds will lose their feathers periodically. And some feathers are known for being soft, 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 and people put them in pillows or in their bedding. It's true.
She brought them down to Mama's sewing room. Mama had the P book from the Bear Encyclopedia open to pilgrims so she could see what their clothes looked like.
You're right, dear, said Mama, taking the feathers. These are perfect. But do you know what else we'll need?
Sister shook her head.
We'll need a script for the play, said Mama. Why don't you write one?
Me?
Certainly, said Mama, getting out her fabric and spreading it out. You know the story of the first Thanksgiving, don't you?
I guess so,
said Sister, and she had heard about it in school over and over again every November. She should know it pretty well by now.
Well, there you are,
mumbled Mama, her mouth full of pins as she started work. So Sister got out a pad of paper and a pencil and went to work. It was hard. She had never written a play before. She asked Brother for help. Sister wrote the script and Brother copied the parts for each player. Sister was so busy working for the play that she forgot all about Squanto, the turkey, for a while. When Thanksgiving Day finally arrived, everything was ready. The script was written and copied. Mama had sewn beautiful pilgrim and native bear costumes, and the treehouse was full of wonderful smells of Thanksgiving dinner. Around 2 o'clock, Grizzly Gramps and Gran, Uncle Wilbur, Aunt Min, and Cousin Fred arrived. Sister and Brother grabbed Fred and took him up to their room to rehearse. Fred had a part in the play, too. An hour later, just before dinner time, Sister made an appearance on the landing of the stairs, and she was dressed as a pilgrim maiden.
May I have your attention, please?
She called. The grown-ups all turned toward her.
Oh, isn't she darling?
Said Aunt Min. Sister did look very cute in her pilgrim maiden hat.
We now present the story of the first Thanksgiving, she announced.
The grown-ups all applauded and found their seats to watch the play.
The pilgrims lived in the old country and they wanted to worship God in a way they believed was right, but the rulers of the old country would not let them do this, so the pilgrims decided to leave their home and seek a new land where they could worship in freedom.
I am a pilgrim. I am going on a dangerous journey.
Yes, we are going on a dangerous journey on a ship called the Mayflower.
We will try to find the new world.
But we are scared. We have never been on the ocean.
But we are willing to try.
And all of that is said by who? Cousin Fred and Sister, right? And they're dressed up like pilgrims. And they have a box that they're sitting in, and the box has a word written on it. The Mayflower. Yeah. And then Brother says,
so they went off to the new world, but it was bad, and they got seasick. But one morning they spotted land.
Hooray, hooray! We can build our new homes.
And after they got to shore, they found a good place to live, and they called it Plymouth. And they gave thanks to God for bringing them safely to this new land. And then they finally got to work building on their houses and everything was finished and everybody had a home.
Look, who is that coming into the village? It's a native bear. I hope he's friendly.
Ooh, Let's see.
Me Squanto. Oh, he speaks English. What a miracle. Squanto was friendly. He showed the pilgrims how to grow more food, and he showed them how to plant corn. And without Squanto, they would have all starved, which is true. Now, let's get to harvesting our crops and having a Thanksgiving feast. That's a great idea. And so they did. Squanto came to the feast too, and they all bowed their heads and gave thanks to God for leading them to their new home where they could live in peace and freedom. And then they ate and ate and ate. The end.
So all the grown-ups clapped and stamped and whistled, and it was a big hit. And Aunt Min wiped her eyes.
They're all so darling,
she sniffed. Mama rang the bell in the doorway. Dinner time, she called.
Yay,
cried the cubs as they ran for the dining room. But then Sister stopped short.
Oh, no,
she said.
What about my turkey, Squanto? I forgot all about him. What happened to Squanto?
Don't worry, Sister, said Papa, leading her to the window. Squanto is safe and sound. I decided that turkeys do make good pets after all.
And there in his own brand new pen, in the bear's own backyard, was Squanto. His tail was spread proudly, and he looked very pleased with himself.
Oh, Squanto,
said Sister, very happy.
Welcome to your new home.
The bear family all gathered around the dining table. Everything was just,
bless you,
as Papa had imagined it. Two kinds of potatoes, stuffing and gravy, corn on the cob and corn muffins and green beans and pumpkin pie with whipped cream and ice cream too. But in the center of the table, instead of a roasted turkey, there was a magnificent honey-baked salmon. Mmm, said all of the bears. And then it was time to say grace. The bear family held hands and bowed their heads. Grizzly Gramps, as the eldest of the clan, said the prayer.
Dear Lord, we give thanks for all your blessings, for this great feast that you have provided, for the warm homes that give us shelter, for the love of our family that surrounds us today, and for all the beauties of the earth that you in your great love and wisdom have created. Amen.
Amen, everyone said, picking up their knives and forks. But Sister had something to add.
And I am especially thankful for my wonderful new pet, Squanto the turkey.
Amen, everyone said again, and then they all laughed.
Men,
echoed Honey as they dug into delicious food like a family of hungry bears. And Honey is the baby, isn't she? So maybe she can't say amen. But you know what's interesting here? It just so happens that Mommy, yours truly, knows a little bit about what life is like on a farm and knows a little bit about at least wild turkeys. And I can tell you from the bottom of my heart, they do not make good pets. And I'm going to guarantee you that the bear family is going to find that out very soon. Also, they don't stay in pens. But that's just for me and my humble opinion. And also, my friends, it is the very end of our story.
The end.
The end.